It's okay. This will be just a little quickie because I'm not anticipating Jeff and Scott hopping on. I'm sure they're busy.
Yeah, they're busy festing sausages, aren't they?
Yep, yep. Wives are out of town, so... What's up, Who Dat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast, Dome Patrol United podcast, immediate instant reaction of the full NFL draft. I am your host tonight, Jason. I'm a lot less drunk than I was the other night when I was pretty angry. I don't know why I was so angry, but I'm sure me being a 13 had a lot to do with it. The draft is now over for the Saints. We traded up couple of times, as the Saints are want to do. I'm not as angry and disappointed right now as I was the other night. Clearly the alcohol had something to do with it, but they did address some of the positional needs. That's the reason I was so upset the other night, is like, well, we have these needs and you drafted this dude. So they made some picks. Some were decent, some appeared to still be head scratchers. So we'll get into that a little bit, and we'll do a full show, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever we decide to record it. But joining me tonight, we just got another member, James. He is going three nights in a row, staying up way past his bedtime. James, do you have a number, or are you just ready to go to bed?
Very much like you, I am a lot less drunk than I was on Thursday night. I did not feel good. Yesterday, Friday was a wasted day for me. I've had a couple of beers today. Was watching the boxing that was on over here, but very, very, very tired, but ready to give some instant reactions to an interesting draft.
Interesting to say the least. Yeah, I've got a little wine with me right now, probably about a one. Very interesting. I have not gone back to listen to the other night just because I'm scared to hear what the hell I said, because I was angry.
Put it this way, it's not as bad as the first crossover show we did.
Oh yeah, I didn't end up hugging the toilet this time. but I wasn't feeling so great yesterday.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
What do we have here?
Are we doing the podcast?
It's the Sausage Boys.
What's up, Fuck Faces?
Oh, shit.
The Sausage Boys.
You can do
they can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, the computers have microphones on.
Oh, no. Shutting up, man. I don't even know.
Oh, don't worry. We heard you, Fuckface.
Sorry about that. That's my bad.
That's all right. Hey, no need. Hey, there's no apologizing here.
That's Mr. Ryan, since you was up, can you grab me?
Since you's up.
Oh, absolutely.
Very nice. In my same size chest.
All right. since you was here, we've got a host, so you can take over hosting duties.
No, you host. I'm just here.
Oh, okay.
All right, you host. You want me to get the intro?
Yes, we can. We already did all the intro. We were actually just getting ready to get started, but now that y'all are here, How about a little Dome Patrol checkpoint?
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying...
I'm on a three.
Scott's raising
Scott's
up his
a
hand.
Four.
No, Jeff's a four. I'm a three.
Okay.
Under-reported.
Okay, well, it's still light out, so y'all got a ways to go. How is the old Sausage Fest coming?
It's coming well.
Yeah.
It's come a few times.
I don't think I can handle any more meat.
No more cocks for me.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
No more cocks for me.
Dude, what do we have? We started with some deer sausage, jalapeno and cheese.
Deer sausage in their mouths.
Then we had the pineapple and jalapeno.
The sweet and spicy
in your mouth.
Then we had
Bratwurst.
Then we had
in your mouth.
Three cheese
sausage. That, like, when you bite into the sausage, the cheese would squirt ooze into your mouth.
And we had crawfish boudin.
We had the bacon wrapped steaks.
Oh,
bacon
wrapped ribeye. That was awesome. Good.
You mean donkey bites?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of food. It wasn't just the three y'all, huh?
There was one other guy here.
Oh, okay.
And some kids.
Oh, like no.
And some kids.
Oh, no.
And some kids.
We had some kids.
Oh, you know we had some little boys over here.
Then we
all right,
hamburgers.
So-
Hamburgers. I didn't cook my pork chops. I don't know if I'm gonna cook my pork chops because I'm pretty stuffed.
And there was no sides, no vegetables except potato salad.
My mom's potato salad.
It was all
only meat.
Okay. So we got the meat sweats. We started to cramp up, and we needed to use Scott's bidet.
So they leave and giggle. I need a bidet.
For the meat shits.
Okay, after everything's kind of calmed down, I already mentioned to James how I'm less angry today than I was the other night, and obviously the not being a 13 on the drunk scale is a big reason for that. But so now that a day has passed, how do you feel about Peyton Turner?
Wait, is that the first
same
guy?
I did because I was not overreacting to the
Peyton. Wait, was Peyton Turner the second guy or the first guy?
Exactly.
Was he the first guy?
The first guy.
Okay, so the first guy, I feel the exact same. It was too early to take him. We should have either gotten somebody else or traded back.
Okay.
I wonder if maybe they spooked themselves and thought he wouldn't be there, and he probably would have been there, but they spooked themselves into thinking he would be there. But, Scott, you told me about an interview they were talking about, the Houston coach talking about Peyton not telling him because he didn't want people to find out. And I kind of get it, like, it's almost like that thing. Think about like a fantasy draft. If you know everybody might know that you're interested in a guy, somebody might end up like his value starts to escalate, and it had his value we learned had us like moved up over time. And maybe they were like, oh, they got inside their own heads and overthought. I'm not saying that it was true, but like they convinced themselves, if we don't take him, then people are gonna take him, and we want this guy. And the shallow that with Jerica's comment at the end about. You know, you look at, I went back and looked, like there was like seven or so defensive ends taken before him. And then there was already a run on defensive ends, and there was a run that continued on defensive ends. A lot of defensive ends were being taken. So that position became more and more shallow, where the other positions, they maybe have felt like a little bit.
It was already shallow to start with.
So I can understand. I'm not saying that like no one will ever know if he would have still been there. But I do understand if the Saints convinced themselves that he wouldn't, and our hands are forced.
I'm sure they did, but look, the Saints fall in love with guys. But to me, I mean, look, I'd kind of cool down a little bit. But when I heard that they didn't even talk to the fucking coach, like to me, that is a massive red flag. I don't care about not letting it leak out that we're interested in the guy. If you're doing if you're gathering as much information and intel on a player that you can, which is what you're supposed to do in a draft, and you don't talk to the coach, to me, that is incredibly damning.
Well,
that is incredibly damning.
The coach isn't going to be like, oh, he sucks. He's a shit player.
I mean, he's going to be a cheerleader, but still, like, you need to exhaust all avenues, especially for a guy that you're taking in the first round.
I agree.
The coach isn't going to badmouth the guy. I don't think talking to the coach was going to sway them one way or the other.
But you still have to do your due fucking diligence and talk to the goddamn coach.
Correct.
And to me, that goes some into my belligerent argument of too much control and power and whatever. And I read that and I was like, well, now I'm a little bit angry again. Like, how do you go through a draft process and do that? It's like you're just mailing it in.
100% agree, sir.
Ryan agrees.
Okay, well, moving on.
And he knows about arrogance in the front office because he's a Cowboys fan.
Exactly.
Oh.
Ooh. I know about bad picks and I can sniff them out because I've had to endure them my whole fan life.
Jeff, what is his drug scale number? I'm curious.
I didn't say 7, maybe 8.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
About 5. He says 5.
He says 5.
He sounds just like me.
7.
Oh, all right. I'm a pro.
Right. You're a pro. Ooh. Until it's too late, like me the other day. All right. Okay. So going into round 2, we got the Ohio State pipeline, Pete Werner. Seems to be a steady linebacker.
Not excited about that pick.
Right?
Turner and Werner.
Saints have a type at linebacker, don't they?
It's white people.
he's another Scott Shanley, maybe?
Another Anzalone.
Oh,
I think he's an upgrade to Anzalone if he doesn't get hurt.
That's the only reason why he's an upgrade is that he doesn't get hurt.
Right. If he doesn't get hurt. Otherwise, he's Anzalone.
So, I mean, he played a lot. We did need a linebacker. I mean, the one thing I'll say about the Saints, they did, after being, you know, they addressed the positions that they needed to later on, whether they made the right choice. I mean, I don't know. Look, I'm just a guy. I'm just a fan. I haven't watched tape on this dude. I have no idea. But it seems like he's a slightly underwhelming for a second round guy. It seems like he could have waited a little bit, but I don't know.
And I don't know what their deal is with Ohio State. I'm tired of Ohio State.
Not. It served us well so far.
Well, they've one player.
Marcus Williams from Ohio State?
No. Lattimore is Michael Thomas.
Thomas? Okay. Lattimore?
We drafted Von Bell from Ohio State.
Oh, Von Bell. That's what I'm thinking of. Von Bell.
So, I mean, look.
Like Von Bell was bad. You can roll your eyes at Von Bell.
No, look, the Ohio State players that we drafted have been pretty decent. So I will say that.
Right. It's just kind of, Ohio State has not let us down.
It's just Scott's just mad that
he's just jealous because all the LSU players go to Ohio and all the Ohio players come here.
I mean, look, I'll be honest. I was very disappointed when Terrence Marshall went to the Panthers one pick before we took 60 because I really wanted Terrence Marshall. Whether or not the Saints would have drafted him, who knows? But so now I guess he's going to compete with Zach Bond, which brings up, you know, did we whiff on Zach Bond last year? You know,
apparently maybe. They think so.
I mean,
they think so. You don't draft another linebacker like that if you think you hit on a ball. I mean,
again, it's a referendum on last year's draft. Not great. Not great.
You only have one white linebacker on your team.
No, they had Bond and
is there any rule in the NFL?
They had Bond and Anzalone last year.
Oh, okay.
No,
but they never played at the same time.
No, you can't have
two white linebackers on the field at the same time.
But I will say I did really like the third pick that we made, Paulson Adebo, cornerback Stanford, sat out. You know, you had a lot of that in rounds 3, 4, 5. A lot of the guys who opted out last year were now getting drafted. But I really, you know, after obviously I've watched 5 minutes of the highlights of this dude and all the highlights.
The best plays of his life. The best plays of his life.
A little bit of homework before you.
But I will say what I noticed on those 5 plays, or it was like 10, 12 plays, is every pass deflection. He never, you know how usually when you watch, especially defense in the NFL, and they probably coach this way, you keep your hand on the back of the guy, or you always have some kind of contact with the guy.
You play grab ass.
Yeah, the NFL will let you get away with that a little unless you're playing for the Saints. Every one of his pass deflections, he never came in contact with the receiver. He was all ball, which I kind of like, and maybe that's what the Saints like about him. He's also a former receiver, right?
Yeah.
All and, ball, no cocks.
That's right. And I don't know. Like, he just has this, he seemed like he has this good eye. Like, all his interceptions were like, he knew where the ball was going to be better than the receiver did. He, you know, you saw the one handed interception that he made.
Yeah.
Like, Odell, go fuck yourself.
They call that a ball hawk.
Yeah. So I'm
not a cockshawk, a ball hawk.
Yeah.
So
maybe the whole defensive end thing. In the first round, if I can just quickly bring us back to that for a second, what I liked was, I mean, if you really think about it, we were the Saints. Everybody talks about how the glaring hole we had at cornerback. We have a glaring hole defensive end too.
Do we?
Well, tell me who we – tell me going from last year losing Hendrickson and Brown and Cam Jordan becoming a normal –
Brown's not a defensive end. Going into this year, look, there is a real question.
Our defensive line rotation suffers massively. And I'm sorry, but you can put the two best cornerbacks in the league in the back there, but if there's no pressure on Tom Brady – or Matt Ryan or any quarterback in the NFL, you can't cover a receiver long enough.
Okay, you're also hoping that this guy comes in right away and makes an impact, which usually defensive ends, it takes him a bit. Cam Jordan is dropping off. We got Granderson and two first on the other side. So sure, there's a question, but
I understand. But bottom line is you need
these
a better defensive line. You need a defensive line. Don't encourage him. You need a defensive line more than you need a secondary, because without a defensive line, the secondary doesn't matter.
Sure, but we also needed a secondary.
I think a lesser secondary is better with a good defensive line, because a quarterback can't throw the ball accurate when he's getting hit.
Well, look, part of the reason Hendrickson got 13 sacks last year was we had two really damn good cornerbacks on the outside, so there were no windows for the QB to throw, which gave an extra second or two to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, Jeff.
Well, I can get a good look at a cow's ass by sticking my head in the steak, but I'd rather take it, which is perfect.
You got served.
But anyway, I did feel really, really good about Adebo. I really like the pick of Adebo. Yeah.
The best pick of the draft.
Yeah, I think so.
I disagree. The next guy, Mr. Book.
Drew Brees Jr.
with the birthmark on his face.
Did Drew Brees – what, this guy's mom. Like, did Drew Brees ever meet his mom about 20 years ago?
Hey.
There's something familiar.
I think she sold him a diamond.
There's something familiar about this guy.
So what do y'all think?
You can book it.
I guess they got to take a chance on a QB at some point.
Why?
This is weird. This one was weird to me.
Why? Why do they have to take a QB at some point?
So I will say this. I was fully behind Jameis. Like, I'm ready to ride Jameis and see what happens. If he's successful, then you just got to – we wasted a fourth-round pick on a backup. The new Garrett Grayson, Ben said.
No, he's not. He hasn't been successful anywhere he's ever been.
Who?
Jameis is not the answer.
It's not Jameis' fault.
A lot of people not liking Jameis. Interesting.
He's a Cowboys fan.
He's scared.
Why is he even here?
This guy is fucking stupid!
Why do we need to draft another quarterback? Just let me answer my question.
Currently, our quarterback is Trevor Siemian. Okay,
thank you. So you have three on the roster right now,
right? But I mean, Trevor Siemian is a fucking nobody.
Yeah, but I'm better than Trevor.
Oh
Siemian.
Yeah, because Ian Book is like fucking
so
god.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. And look,
I'm asking you why you make the comment. You need to draft a quarterback at some point. That makes no sense.
You need to draft a quarterback at some point. There was a question mark. Quarterbacks you could pick up.
That'll be better than Ian Book will. Ian Book probably won't even make the fucking team. So you just wasted a pick.
I think Trevor Siemian's not making the team. I think Book makes it.
I bet you Siemian makes it.
I don't think Jameis is making the team.
I think some of this was also too. Peyton fell in love with him.
Drew Brees watched all the Notre Dame games in preparation, and Drew Brees told Sean Payton, this guy's me. This guy is me. He looks like me on the field, and he looks like me in the mirror.
See? They need to not allow Saints coaches to go to the Senior Bowl, because they go there and they fall in love with these fucking players, and that's it.
Peyton mentioned Ian Book as somebody he liked back in January.
He telegraphed it.
Drew Brees, I don't know if y'all saw the article that I posted in the WhatsApp, but after reading it, I do feel like this one might be one of those Drew Brees recommendations. And you know what? To be honest with you, if Drew Brees likes a guy and Drew Brees is recommending it, why not take a chance?
I would have liked to grab about it. I really would have preferred a wide receiver here.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I would rather a wide receiver. I was shocked that they didn't draft a wide receiver.
You know, I mean, and now look, eventually they did in the seventh round, but it's funny. It's like last year and this year were two of the bigger wide receiver drafts of the NFL, and we took one dude with pick 255 this year.
I think I read a thing. The Saints are the only team that haven't dropped a wide receiver in the
We hadn't until we picked one with our last pick today. We had taken
the
receiver.
First one in three years.
Right. When you got all these receivers coming in, and it's just, I mean, look,
really need a receiver. They can always ask.
Yes, they do. Bullshit. They don't need a receiver. You really don't think they need a receiver?
Austin Carr on speed dial. It's a joke, Jason. It's a joke.
Of course, we need a fucking receiver. If one of our receivers goes down, we got nothing.
Here's what we do. We will set up. This is Tunnel Vision. From planet to planet. Solar system to solar system. From galaxy to galaxy. We switch you to Earth. In, please. Uncensored. Copy, Skywatch, clear. Another public service message from way out. We care about your world. Stay tuned.
All right, so getting on to round six, we traded up, got an offensive tackle from Kentucky. We talk about the offensive line depth that we kind of needed, but this guy was all SEC this year. So, I mean, there's got to be some talent there, you would think.
Go ahead. Looks James. Like it's just me and you now.
Probably smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a pretty sensible pick, actually. He's got the right size. All the measurables are there, what you want from a tackle. And like you said, it was all SEC. And considering some of the offensive linemen in the SEC last year, that's not a bad...
And a lot of defensive ends he had to go up against.
Yes.
You know? And I like, you know, he said he was working on versatility, playing tackle, playing guard, because you know Pete's going to get hurt. So to me, he seems like a better guard candidate. Whenever we finally do get rid of Pete.
Yeah, maybe. But I wonder whether this is a nod ahead to some plans for next year, because both of our tackles are out of contract year. And keeping both of them is going to be expensive.
I mean, considering the age, I would assume we're going to go Ramczyk first. And then if Armstead happens to leave, then so be it.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, look, there's you can always guarantee Armstead getting an injury at some point during the season, can't you? It happens every year. Yeah. So whilst a tackle isn't a sexy pick, this is a good pick, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And it was a position that I'd mentioned coming into the draft. It's like getting an offensive lineman to add to the depth somewhere is a must. So you know, at this point of the draft, I'm like, okay, we added a lot of positions that I thought we needed to get, except for one, a big one, wide receiver. And then what do you know? We draft Mr. Baker, wide receiver, at 255. I mean, if he makes a team, I mean, you have to get his jersey, yeah. Right?
I don't have to buy a custom jersey with my name on it if he makes the team.
If he makes a team, hopefully he does. So obviously I haven't seen any footage on this guy, but he's got good size. He's got decent speed. Played at a, you know, South Alabama, smaller school, but it seems like, I mean, he's right there with same kind of build as Callaway and, you know, Lil Jordan and whoever. So they clearly needed to draft a wide receiver. I was very disappointed that it took him so long.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of videos that have been doing the rounds on Twitter of him. He looks really good with the ball after the catch. There's a couple of plays where he looks like Alvin Kamara, whereas players can't tackle him. He bounces out of tackles. Now, I'm not saying...
I did see that highlight, yeah.
Yeah, and there's one stat that we need to pay very close attention to. Sean Payton has a great record of drafting receivers in the 250s they actually average 10,000 yards in their career.
Pretty strong.
He's one
pretty,
for one. He's one pretty, for one.
Pretty strong. Pretty strong. And
so
you
no
know,
pressure,
Mr. yeah, none, none at all. And I mean, at least look, this guy's—he's got that same kind of size. You know, he's actually a little quicker. So who? I mean, who knows? Maybe this guy is comes out of nowhere and does something. I mean, who knows? So
yeah, it's like we said at the start. It's an interesting draft. Do you do grades? Would you grade it?
I mean, I hate to grade right away. I mean, they did, you know, I'm still iffy on the first round pick, but they did address the needs. I really like the Adebo pick.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, I don't watch film. None of these guys have played a snap yet. So who knows? Like Baker could come out and make the roster and contribute like 500 yards and six touchdowns this year. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's so hard. I really hate initial grades, but.
Well, let me change the question then. Don't grade the draft. Grade how you feel about the draft on an A to E scale. On A to E scale.
I mean,
it's a C for me.
Yeah, yeah, I would think a C. And the issue is, you know, and every year it's like, you know, every year you draft a guy. We draft a guy. You talk yourself into him. But now that we've got a few years to look at the past year or two of drafts, you know, like obviously 17 was all world. 18, 19, and 20, eh. And you see the same patterns with Sean and Mickey. They fall in love with guys. They're reckless. They trade up. And, I have this worry in the back of my head that this draft is going to be ass again.
Yeah, I mean, what, 17, like you said, was unreal. 18 was only really Traquan Smith. Davenport's not been great.
Yeah, and was that when we drafted we drafted Rankins. When did we draft him?
Rankins was 2016.
16? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, God.
So Rankins and Thomas came out in 16. Then okay. 17. 18 was two firsts and Traquan.
Ugh.
19 was Eric McCoy, which is good.
Okay,
and,
well,
and
yeah, and yeah, Jordan, yeah, Tennessee. Garner Johnson, but those were second day picks. Obviously, we didn't have a first round pick.
Yeah, yeah, and then last year
was like Ruiz, Zach Bond,
Troutman, big fish.
Troutman, I mean, I'm hoping for good things. And Garner Johnson. Yeah. Oh wait, no, who did we drafted a defensive back last year, right? Who was our second round pick last year?
We didn't have a second round pick last year.
But we had four picks total because we traded away a bunch for Troutman.
Yeah, so we last year we drafted Ruiz, Bourne, Troutman, and Tommy Stevens.
Wait, no, that was it?
Yeah, that was it. Four picks last year.
Ew.
Yeah, it's not good.
And a lot of that was we were so reckless to get Troutman, we gave away four picks. Like, we gave away all these picks. Like, what are you doing?
We need the first three picks in this draft to contribute a lot this year.
Yeah.
And again,
that's
thinking we might only get big contributions from the cornerback, if I'm being completely honest. Maybe the linebacker.
I think the linebacker is going to come in and play right away. It's going to be him with DeMario, I think, for sure. Because we don't have any other linebackers except for Bond, and it seemed like he was more of a pass rusher, but yeah. So yeah, that's why I'm kind of, you know, you look at the past few years of draft and it's like, eh, you know.
Yeah, 17 saved Jeff Ireland's job.
17 saved a lot of people's jobs.
Yeah, it did save.
If you think about it, I mean, it saved a lot of people's jobs. And if we whiff on this draft again, like I said, I mean, I know I was very overreacting, but if we whiff on another draft, like that's what got us to 7-9 hell, and we don't have Drew Brees to rescue us. So, with that, you know, we'll get more into it next week. Until then, you know, enjoy. I hope y'all enjoyed my drunk ass the other night. We had a lot of fun. Look, we have a lot of fun and drinking a lot of whiskey. It's fun, fun, fun until it's too late for me. And I don't realize what's happening. But, check out all the shows. I'm sure Dave and the BS and Beer crew will have their post draft reaction show. We'll have one out. Until the meantime, that's all I got. Any final thoughts, James?
No, I'm going to go and get some sleep now. Now there's no draft. I'm going to catch up on my sleep. Luckily, here in the UK this weekend, we got a national holiday on Monday, so no work. No work.
Lucky.
Lucky. Two nights lie-ins now.
God, lucky you. Yep, I got to get up early. I'm getting up early and playing golf tomorrow.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, all right. Until then, I will say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, draft donkeys.
Ah, very nice. Always talking, but I never say a lot. And I'll blow it if I get another shot. Because it seems like no matter what I've got.